The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, everybody. Good morning. Do it again in the 8. It's a Wednesday morning, July the 28th, 2021. We're standing by for a guest. Our masks coming back, and it's just been another knockdown, drag-out morning at talk radio. 100 degrees will be the high. Let's get a caller in here as we wait for the guest. We start with Frank. Frank, you're on a radio show. You waited. Good morning, and thank you.
Hey, Peter. Yeah, I've never been more aligned with Geraldo on that issue.
God.
And I never thought I'd ever in my life say that. But he, you know, I'm really getting very, very tired of just people who deny science, who deny math, who deny any of this stuff. It's very simple. I mean, we have to get to a herd immunity level. Otherwise, this virus has the ability to mutate and change, and the next one might be not manageable.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not tricky. This just isn't tricky. It's not about, it's not about necessarily who's at risk and who isn't. I mean, certainly certain people are more at risk than others, and hard to even know who is more at risk. I mean, you know, your colleague Stefan, like you said, he's a healthy guy, and look at what happened to him.
Oh,
and,
I mean, we're in a hall where the engineering guys are. They listen to the show. They come by, and they're great. And we're talking, Stefan Tubbs damn near died. That's the truth.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
And he'll say it. He doesn't remember what's happened. There's parts of his, he lost days to this thing. And if that would have hit me, at my age, it probably would have killed me. I mean, he's lucky. He's young and he's in shape. He is lucky he's lucky as hell. And he was unvaccinated.
Yep. And it's just, I think it is, there's a level of, you know, there's people who think that this is some sort of government plot or a tracking device or a sterilization procedure or the mark of the beast or whatever.
I know.
And it's just freaking science. You know, this isn't that tricky. I mean, we know how viruses react. We know how to work against them. And why are we not engaging in that? I mean, why are we letting people – we're to a point now where I honestly think – there has to be a little bit of a level of shaming of people going on here.
You're not going to change. I mean, the idea, you know, I talked about the Luddites, you know, that in the...
Yeah, the Luddites. That's exactly who these people are. They are Luddites.
Yeah, in the beginning of 19th... And there was a guy, actually, Ned Ludd was the beginning of the Luddites. And they were anti-technology. I went over this, that they had wooden shoes and they called them sabots and they would stick them in the gears and that's where we get sabotage and all this kind of stuff. But we can give you 1,000 reasons why this is a terrible thing to have done to them. And it ferments itself in the same people that believe Donald Trump won the election. I mean, all of these things, they're tied together. And I just had this conversation. We're living between two great lies. And
it's true.
And when they touch,
what bothers me as much as anything is that it's simply it doesn't matter what numbers you show them. It doesn't matter what data you show them.
Doesn't matter.
They find an escape hatch so there's no way to pin them down. There's no way to.
But
it's like at some point, at some point you got to just say, look, I mean...
No, you don't. You won't, and you can't. It's a religion. This is all turned into a religious experience.
It is a religion.
And,
absolutely.
And you can't... I mean, ask any jihadi, about how wrong they are, and they'll tell you that they're right. You can't take a jihadi. You couldn't take a kamikaze in the Second World War and explain to him that Hirohito was not the son of heaven. Because... That guy would tell you that he'd either kill you, but Hirohito is the son of heaven. And it's just, and it's to rational thought, it's maddening because I can find my way through this, just give me enough chance or enough time. I mean, I look at this stuff and I'm reading last night and I thought about cigarettes and that light everybody up, but it's cigarettes.
It is. It's very similar.
I also brought up the public drinking cup of the same time frame. And then people realized that if we had the public drinking cup hanging on a hook and everybody drank out of it, then everybody got sick. And, you know, and yet this is kind of the public drinking cup.
It is. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I guess what does scare me is just because there is a point here where it isn't just, you know, my body, my choice,
this sort of thing. No.
Because in reality, the virus doesn't care.
It's going to mutate if it's
given a chance. And so, this is it's not just your body, your choice. No. It's your body and what you're choosing for everybody else.
I can't do science, math, or marriage. But, you know, you read this stuff on a level that some dope like me and these little viruses, these great thinkers and science, they're not even sure this is life or is it the beginning of life, but prior to the dinosaurs. I mean, these things are hanging around, knocking people off, knocking big animals off. They just what they do. And I was telling somebody now, I'm reading this stuff about the great apes. Now the great apes are getting measles because all the Euro trash that went and wanted to go up and see the apes. And now they brought with them measles, and the apes were not immune. They had no immunity to measles. Now, I'm sure there's apes up there that are telling these other apes not to wear masks. I mean, I don't know, but that's a joke.
Right. But that's right. Yeah, but yeah, exactly.
There's some. He's up there elbowing the other ape. You know, don't put that mask.
Yeah. Hey, look, this is a conspiracy.
That's right. These are the Nigerian government. They're coming after us,
right.
Or the Ugandans, or something.
Track
yeah.
You.
Yeah. This is. But
I don't know. I don't know, Peter.
I don't either.
I can't hack it. It's kind of to a point. I don't know. It's just objectively provable things. I was talking to, there's the Pennsylvania need for an audit and all this nonsense and this stuff. It's all based on this alleged, like, two million votes that supposedly differ from.
It's all right.
From what was
August 13th, Mike Lindell sets the whole thing straight. The Supreme Court is going to vote 9-0, and when Joe Biden sees the evidence, he's going to turn the keys of the front door open over to Donald Trump. Now, first of all, you could show the evidence to Joe Biden; he wouldn't know what it was, but.
No,
I mean I got to turn around. We got our guest is here, but it's like But it's like I watched this Lindell thing in this hangar in Texas, and it was Benny Hinn. I mean, it really is Benny Hinn, and these guys believe this, and it's okay because belief is the cornerstone of all good and bad is belief.
Yeah,
and he's up there telling these people, and on the 13th, he's going to show the evidence in the Corn Palace in South Dakota. And the Supreme Court's going to vote 9-0, and there are people, honest to God, there are people in this audience right now that send me email. They believe that, and I'm thinking,
you have come so far. Look at the Pennsylvania Secretary of State.
I've seen all
website.
Of it.
They have the
Michigan.
Talent. It's right there. It's just numbers.
Right now. Right now. If the Kraken keeps her law license, I'll be the most amazed guy in the world. I don't want to do this. I mean, it's kind of want to do it, and then you do it. All right, man. Billy, do you want to take one more call? Bill, you get to call the shot. Or one more call, or break, what do you want to do? One more call. All right, we'll go to Mark. Mark, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm beat up. How are you?
I'm going to beat you up some
more. Please don't.
I'm the voter integrity chairman for Albany County, Wyoming.
All right.
So... I had a guy who was in my precinct who sent me a letter from and it was a response to his concern that he got 9 ballots. It was from the county clerk. So I filed a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act request. And I got some data. I was denied access to what are considered requests for ballot. So in Wyoming, you can only get an absentee ballot if you request it. And we don't have early voting here. So I get the results. And one example is the commissioner. She got about 5,000 votes on the day of the election. Her opponent got 1,000 votes. Absentees were about the same. And then early absentee ballots, scans, where there was no election judge or poll watcher, the opponent got 5,000 votes. She got
with respect, Mark, would you tell me
what?
I thought Donald Trump won Wyoming.
I understand that, but this affects our city council.
Come on, do you really tell me, school board? Can I jump to the macro, not the micro? What's going to happen on August 3rd? What's going to happen on August 13th with Mike Lindell?
I have no idea.
Do you really?
I'm not following. Well, then you should, because it's your belief system.
Why is Rudolph Giuliani had his law license lifted two places?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I do.
Well, he may have violated the law. Why is Nancy Friedenthal?
Pardon me.
Why is Nancy Friedenthal a federal judge?
I don't know.
Where
listen
Dave
to me.
Friedenthal?
Listen to how you answer. You answer.
Nominated
with,
his
Mark,
wife.
I want to respect you. Listen to me, my friend. You have answered every question with a question. Why do you think all of these, and many times Republican judges, some of them appointed by Donald Trump, reject all of this? What do you think Lindell's doing? Why do you think, you really think that the Kraken is going to exist, or Lindell? Lindell's telling people, and they're cheering him on, that the Supreme Court's going to see his evidence.
It's a zoo.
Well, then,
it's
Bubba,
a show. Politics is
no. This is real,
man.
Bubba, this is real. I understand. That's a great line. Thank you. But no, you're right. You're absolutely right about that. But tell me how all of this is going to end,
Peter. I think that we must have fair and open elections to make sure that our constitutional republic is protected. And if I can't go in and compare signatures between the registered, when they registered, and when they either walked in and voted.
We can find anomalies, but I'm talking about on the scale, the vast conspiratorial scale that I'm being told daily and people are saying on radio shows. There's an old line. Three can keep a secret if two of them are dead. Not one person ever came forward and said, I hooked it. Not one person. You don't have one. You have people like your... No, listen to me, please. It's important. There's nobody that I've seen that comes forward, and they've said it happened, but not one person came in and said, I did it. And
okay, let me look at the emails.
There's not a day. Those are documents.
Those are public documents.
The ones that showed up in Michigan, and the Kraken never even read them, and they're all misspelled and screwed up. And the judge is lecturing the Kraken in Michigan, and she may lose her license. There's a couple of jokers in Colorado might lose their licenses. Look, this is getting down to nut cutting time on the ranch. Now, I love your call. I respect your call. But
County clerks and Secretary of State.
No, that's not. That didn't happen. Look, these people in Georgia, remember it was going to be, wait till Georgia, wait till Michigan, wait till Pennsylvania. They've all tapped out. Now wait for Arizona. That's a hoodwink in Arizona. We all know it. Anybody with room temperature IQ, that's a hoodwink. Ask yourself the question.
Peter, I'm not asking whether Trump should be president or not. Well,
that's what they say.
I'm asking, well, that's not me. You're talking to me today.
I understand, but I believe that
our constitutional republic will fall if we don't have transparency.
Was it done with the Dominion machines? Did the Dominion machines steal the election?
I want to look at the signatures.
Oh, come on.
On the election.
If that's all you need to do, I can't tell you what to do. I don't want to tell you what to do. But do you really think?
Do I have a right to do it?
Yeah, I don't know if you do or not.
Do I have a right to?
I don't know if you have a right to. I don't think you have a right to go look at my ballot. No, I don't think you do.
No, not at your ballot. At when you.
I don't think you. I don't think you have the right to go and look at people how they voted. I'm sorry.
I'm asking for that. I'm asking for the poll sheets when you sign in to vote, or the envelope when you mail in your ballot.
I honest to God,
I
think
to compare that
what do you do for a living?
I am a environmental scientist.
I don't think you have the right to go. I don't think you have a right. I don't think you have the right to go and look at people's voting habits or their records. I don't think you have that.
Well,
right.
I don't. I know I don't.
Then
but
why
do
you want?
Have a right to look at the poll sheet.
I didn't. Knock yourself out. You know what?
An election dodge.
I hope the state of Wyoming says, "Mark, come in here.
Watcher.
Look at all of this." But Trump won Wyoming. Pick another state.
They won't let
because
me
you're
in,
you're Joe
Peter,
Doakes off the street.
They're hiding something.
Oh, they're not hiding something. Maybe they are. Maybe Wyoming. Joe Biden really won Wyoming. All right, we're close to a guest. This happens. All right, man, call me again. This happens every day now. We started out with masking. Started out with the COVID. Look where we've ended up. This is why this country's in trouble. There's a sadness here. And there's a Luddite movement. There's all this crazy stuff around all of us. Two great lies. And there isn't a question of right and wrong or a question of good and bad or good and evil or all the kinds of nonsensical things that are said. It's just two nutso lies on both sides pushing in. It's a vice that's not screwing in just from the right. It's a vice that's screwing in left to right and right to left. And rational thought is in the middle. And if anybody thinks that Lindell's telling the truth or what's going to happen to Kraken or, you know, why John Ellis bails out or what, now each time we drop to more minor players. The same thing is true with whatever we're going on through this virus. And interestingly enough, I'd be willing to bet that 99 out of 100 people who don't want the vaccination believe the lie. On the other hand, we have Antifa lies. We have Black Lives Matter lies. We have craziness in public school lies. We have 1619 Project. We have, you know, critical race theory. We have all of this insanity. We have people pulling down statues and taking out of books, ripping down ideas, stopping people from speaking. Look where we're headed. And we're not headed. We're headed in such a bad place that when these two touch, and they will, they took down the statue of Sacagawea and Lewis and Clark. If you get that, what do you want next? Eventually, you want the radio show. Eventually, you want something more than that. You guys, you know, from the bottom of my top 40 heart, if you can't turn around and look at this and understand what's going on, look at this goofball mayor yesterday playing his State of the City. Not one mention of sobriety, but we're going to do more for the homeless people. This morning, the report is 4 people shot, a kid and 2 women. Hancock didn't talk about that. Hancock doesn't, I mean, they just talk out of another part of their body and they get cheered on. Coming up, young Republican, he wants to make a difference. If these guys can't win, we got problems like you wouldn't even want to believe we got problems. And so, quit calling people Luddites. Right. Oh, they are. You know the history of Ned Ludd. You know the history of that. It's just the truth. All right, everybody. 710 KNUS, Danny Kaplis, Kaplis Law Firm. The guys are the best of the best. Thousands of innocent people are killed, injured every year in truck accidents, motorcycle accidents, car accidents. Danny's law firm has a long, successful track record in cases against trucking industry. He's won so many good ones. He's done. When my family went through some stuff, he was there. Danny won the largest jury verdict in truck accident cases in Colorado in the last decade. $25 million jury verdict against an out-of-state trucking company caused death and destruction on Colorado highways. Danny's won numerous multi-million dollar out-of-court settlements. He's a serious firm for serious cases. My guy. Righteous cases on percentage fees. Everybody gets in. Call him up, man. He's my friend. 303-907-5003. 303-907-5003. 303-907-5003. On the internet at caplis.com. Early this morning, we had John Caldera on. And Caldera did a great piece entitled, 2022 is looking good for Republicans if they don't screw it up. Next on 710 KNUS. Denver's Talk Station, thank you for being here. 100 degrees, hot and dry, and sunny 95 tomorrow. You need a professional appraisal. Then our guest is in studio for the valuables that are tucked away in your basement. Sitting on a fortune, my friend David Ellison, Cherry Creek, paying top dollar for diamonds and gold, sterling silver, wedding bands, and Rolex watches, instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. David offers confidential evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. There's no obligation. Free appraisals, private and confidential. If you're looking to buy a gift for somebody special, see David for the best diamonds and jewelry. Beautiful newly remodeled showroom. He's my friend. The Black Awning, located 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek. Go to davidellsjewelry.com on the web. If you want to buy a gift and need some money for a getaway, go into a summer vacation, get the dough. See David, 303-322-8779, 303-322-8779. You'll be glad that you did. We've gotten to know Eric. Eric Odlin is the challenger, challenging Michael Bennett, and he now stops by. It's good to see you. Good morning.
Great to see you too, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Got me out of the heat. We had John Caldera, and I gave you the piece that John wrote about the Republican Party, and I think it's a harbinger. It's like, here, just read the title of John's piece.
2022 looking good for Republicans if they don't screw it up.
Can you go down? I want to make shirts. Johnny said, this, of course, explained the Caldera first political axiom, there is nothing the Republicans can't F up.
Well, I hope that's not true in 2022. I think we have an opportunity here to take back the state, take back the country, because never has there been such a sharp distinction between failed policies of the current administration and the last administration.
Bingo.
There's an opportunity here.
Bingo.
But there's a call to action. I mean, the Republican Party needs to fill out its ranks. So I'm just going to challenge your audience right off the bat. We need to fill out the ranks of the Republican Party. And if you don't like how it is, there's an opportunity to change it. But we have new leadership, and I think a lot of efforts are being done to change the course. Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Ron are on the right track, but they need supporters. We need to fill out the ranks in the state, precinct captains, district captains, all those office holders that are sitting empty, thousands of openings. That's how we take back the state. People get involved.
Priscilla's become a good friend, and we had lunch together last week, and she's a co-chair of the party. She did not have a credit card to pay for. I bought lunch. The Republican Party's not giving that woman a credit card to use to go out to lunch. Not that I'm any big deal, but she's a working class woman. And I said to her, I said, you got the party card. She went, looked at me. I said, do you have a credit card from the Republican Party? She said, no. I said, I buy lunch, because she's a working woman. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Well, and I think there's some opportunity there.
Well, more than that. I mean, 303-696-1971, speak to Eric. I love her. I think she's brilliant. I think she's got a great future. We're going to see each other again Tuesday. But I thought they stuck her out here to take some idiot to have lunch with some idiot talk show host. And she didn't have money to pay for lunch because the party didn't give her a card.
Well, I think you're mentioning some systemic historical issues with how we've resourced the Republican Party here in the state. I mean, part of it is getting involved. I mean, there are opportunities for your listeners to get involved this very second. I don't think there's any time to spare, you know, with getting involved with the party. There are local groups all over the state that I've been visiting just as part of the campaign trail, and sometimes the audience is lacking. Get in the room. Express your voice.
You've lost them. You understand that. The party of Cory Gardner, the party of Walker Stapleton, you guys have lost these people.
We are becoming the party of the working class because they see that we represent the values that the working class holds dear. And we also are the party of opportunity.
But think about this. I mean, this is my big deal, me. The Latino community is so untapped by the Republican Party. Oh, I mean, they just think, well, they're, quote, who they are, they're going to vote for the Democrats. These people have, you know, all the traditions that you would think, you know, the stuff we talk about.
So my brother-in-law is Hispanic, and They're one of the hardest working families. They represent all that's good about America. I agree. We need to get into the community.
When's the last time the Republican Party tried to go to the Hispanic community?
It's time to do that now. No time to waste. I intend
open
to
the gate.
Well, you're pointing out. You're making great points for sure.
African American community, traditionally conservative, church going, and the rest of those.
Martin
things.
Luther King Jr. was a Republican.
Absolutely. And if Dr. King were alive today, he'd probably be a Republican.
Absolutely.
So what's wrong with you? Remember my father's great line, what's wrong with you? I mean, the working people of Colorado that see what's happening to their children and the homeless craziness of Michael Hancock and John Hickenlooper, that goofball speech, the state of the – he never once mentioned sobriety. I mean, you guys got
– So you're bringing up the point that there's a phenomenal opportunity to connect with the working class, with those in the Black and Hispanic communities who are appalled by what's happening – appalled by the homelessness issues, the unemployment issues. They want to work. They want to have opportunity. They don't want to be paid to stay at home. Democrats are buying votes right now.
Of course they are.
Yeah, but most they are. Most Americans don't want to sit at home and just collect a meager paycheck. They want to have opportunity. Republican policies work. But part of what we have to do better as a party is communicate those and also connect with the hearts of people.
303-696-1971. First time I said, second time this morning. Lines are wide open. The man wants to beat Michael Bennett. The Republican Party, we came out of actually 6 o'clock with Johnny C., Johnny Caldera. We were talking about it. The Republican Party in Colorado. Don't let people kid you that all's well, because it isn't.
Oh, pardon me, Peter.
Yeah.
I just wanted to pass along a caller off air. We had a caller off air that asked a question but couldn't stay, and it may be something you guys could start to address. He really, really appreciated Eric's answer about the failed policies of the Biden administration and the successful policy of the Trump administration. He thinks that is a very good messaging point. He said he thinks it could really resonate with voters. He was hoping maybe that Eric could expound, not go into too many details, but at least give a thumbnail sketch of some of what he thinks are the failed policies of the Biden administration and what some of the successful policies are of the Trump administration that he thinks we should have been continuing.
Bingo. All right, it's a good question. All right.
I could take a full hour doing that, but look, we're in crisis everywhere. Look at the border crisis. Cool. Look at what is happening there with criminality and the surge in illegal immigrants. There needs to be a process that manages immigration effectively. Look at the economy. Look at the price of gasoline. Look at the price of milk. Look at the absolutely irresponsible spending of the current administration. I mean, look, we're in for hard times if we allow that to continue. I mean, look at the divisiveness across the country. A lot of that is failed policy. We don't have strong leadership. I think that from a geopolitical standpoint, the world is laughing at us. They view the current administration as weak. But on and on, look at skyrocketing crime as leftist policies seek to defund the police. Look at the homelessness issues in Denver.
Four people were killed in the last 2 days in Denver, two women and a 16-year-old boy. That doesn't exist as a story anyplace. Well, think of this insanity, man.
I mean, people do not feel secure in so many ways. They don't feel secure economically. They don't feel secure out on the streets because the police are being robbed of their ability to do their job. The integrity of law enforcement is being attacked.
Agreed.
It's not being worked on. I mean, we are in crisis, and it is a direct result of the current administration. We didn't have many of these issues prior to Biden coming into office.
Totally agree. It's a Wednesday morning, everyone, 28th of July, 303-696-1971. Help steer a candidate who's challenging Michael Bennett. We've had good conversations. We've had private conversations. If there was anybody that could be beaten right now in Colorado, Polis is going to be tough. Michael Bennett's doable.
Absolutely.
And you got to win, you know, all the House seats. And we were talking with Johnny this morning, Senate seats, school boards.
I wonder if any caller could tell us what Michael Bennett has done for the state of Colorado.
He's laid low.
I mean, he is somebody who just takes orders from the party bosses.
I'll give you a better one. What's John Hickenlooper done since he won?
Well, that's a great question.
No, really.
Yeah, I mean, this is a man who said that he wouldn't even make a good senator.
I don't want to be senator.
I don't want to be senator.
That was another great ad that Cory Gardner ran. No, I mean, because Caldera, we were talking about the campaign itself. But, I mean, legitimately, this state, and if you can't pull this off, and some of the young people that I've met that carry your passion, I'm serious as a heart attack, Eric. This game's over. It really is.
There is hope, Peter. I really believe there is hope.
I
think that the Republican Party is coalescing. I think there's tremendous opportunity for people to get involved and to make it the party of the working class. And if we don't seize the day, then I think ultimately we lose this country. But I honestly believe that people are waking up at an unprecedented rate, and they're seeing the opportunity. And Republicans, we have to put our differences aside, unite on core principles. We are the party of the people, and we are the party of individual liberty.
I watch this. How many people in this audience believe the GOP of the state of Colorado is the party of the people? That's laughable. 303-696-1971 is a joke. No, they're not the party of the people.
Our principles are those that serve the people.
Eric, they can be.
And we're going to be.
You got, what, a year and a half, year and 3 months or whatever you got. I mean, you got to come to people and show them.
Well, I think unaffiliated voters, which is about 40% of the state.
Biggest party.
And I think that a good slice of the left is outraged and appalled by what's happening.
I agree.
And life is becoming untenable.
People
are suffering.
No, those guys are loving it. They're loving it.
But not the constituency.
Agreed.
You know, not the working
man
or woman, not the small business owner whose business has been destroyed.
Buying gas.
Buying somebody who's working a third job just to be able to afford gasoline.
Gas.
And all the cost of everything is up across the board.
Food.
Food is up. Milk is up. Gas is up.
Schools are
scary. This inflation that we're seeing is a direct result of irresponsible government spending.
Absolutely.
And we've got to stop it. If we don't stop it, it's going to continue. You know what? The government, when it takes our power away, whether it's our money or our individual liberty, they don't stop to ask, do you want it back, Peter?
They're not going to give it
back.
They
just keep taking it.
Sure.
We have to come together.
And how do you take this and say, Priscilla and I talked about, everything you say is true. Everything you say is true. It's true in spades. It's more true than what you said. And
thank you.
No. I mean, I tell people, I watched that ridiculous State of the City, and this guy said things like, we know what works. Look what they've done. And he's going to bring in more.
They know what works for them.
No, they don't know what works.
They don't know what works for the people of Denver or the people of the state.
No.
They know what works for their political little kingdom.
They're believe me when I tell you, Michael Hancock's just a...
Well, he's an empty suit.
Thank you. Polis is not. Polis is smart.
Polis is very smart, but he's dangerous.
Having said that, so, you know, I agree with what you said. When's the last time you even saw Michael Bennett? I mean, let alone heard from him. You don't even hear. You don't see him. You, 9 out of 10 people couldn't identify him in a lineup. If you brought nine guys out in a suit and said, pick Michael Bennett, they couldn't pick Michael Bennett. They could pick Hickenlooper. They could pick Hancock. They could pick Polis.
Well, I mean, and Michael Bennett doesn't – we can't put a finger on him because he's kind of an empty suit.
He's a will-o'-wisp.
But what he represents is an establishment that is no longer accountable to the people of the state.
All right, calls are loading up. 303-696-1971, Stack Optical. Open, marking, again, all the options are there. You've been – ready to come back in, and you may still have to set appointments. You don't have to do it anymore. Walk in. My good friend Alan Stack Optical, serving Denver since 1968, focus on providing the highest standards of customer service. And wow, do they have the great selection of eyewear, the difficult prescriptions, they can help you, on-site glasses. I got somebody who wants to take you to lunch to send me a text. I got to take this kid to lunch, and you'll like the guy. The on-site eyeglass production lab delivers the best quality prescription sunglasses, sporting lenses, eyeglasses. I'm going to go to Sturgis a week from Monday, and everything I'm taking is from Allen. Motorcycle glasses, prescription ski goggles, and sunglasses. Allen Stack has it all. 2233 South Monaco Parkway, near South Monaco and Evans. Call them today. Ask for the $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Visit them online at stackoptical.com, stackoptical.com, stackoptical.com. Visit them. Tell them I sent you. 710 KNU. Sorry, 303-696-1971. It is your chance. What would you like this man to say or do? Hang on. Lines are jammed up. Wednesday morning, July 28th. I got to read this one. The reason your young lady, she's not my young lady, had no support, she doesn't get on the Trump train and the MAGA platform. She's running a Cory Gardner-like middle-of-the-road campaign. No, she's not running anything. Mike Lindell could run for GOP office, either Senate or governor of Minnesota, and win and buy his own lunch. That shows you who's out there. I want you to think about something for me. It's owning your own home, and you'd be paying a lot less for it now. It's true. The Federal Housing Finance Agency has decided to eliminate major refi fees, which means your next refi could be even cheaper. Essentially be able to save $500 on every $100,000 borrowed. Now, pair that historically low rates with what you're seeing right now. It's a good reason to get a new mortgage review from American Financing. No obligation, no pressure, no upfront fees, no hidden fees. A single, simple conversation. I did it. Saving you money. You could mean up to $1,000 a month in savings. It's a paycheck. $12,000 a year. It's a paycheck. It's a pay raise. American. Call them 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Apply online. AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Let's go to the phones. Lines are jammed. This is Jerry on line two. Jerry on a radio show. Eric Odlin's here. Good morning.
Hi, Peter. How are you doing?
Good, man.
Anyway, you know, everybody talks about the issue in painting him. He just talks about the problems. What he wants people to get behind something. What does he want them to get behind? What are the issues that they are going to put forward to get behind, to get people going?
That's a great question. All right. It's yours.
I mean, the list is long. The list is long,
but what are the proposals? What are the three things that you're proposing to do?
Well, one, restore the government back to its core principles.
How are you going to do that?
So right now, over the last year and a half, we've experienced an unprecedented amount of government overreach and abusive spending, right?
What has happened and what everybody is complaining about.
We have some governing principles that are easy to get that work, correct? I mean, earlier on in the show, I mentioned that the extraordinary distinction between the previous Trump administration and the current Biden administration, right? Where the Trump policies were working.
We don't need to talk about the comparison of the administration. What we have to have is concrete issues.
Let's talk about one significant issue that is nonpartisan, Jerry. Let's talk about law enforcement. Let's talk about rising crime rates. Let's talk about restoring integrity to our police forces.
Rising crime rates doesn't do anything.
Eric, this is Peter. Eric the caller, or Jerry the caller, pardon me. What do you want to hear from the Republican Party in Colorado to gain your vote?
I'm a registered Republican, and I thought about changing to an independent. I have switched to Democrat a couple times in my life because I was disappointed with what they're doing. I'm not switching again. But, you know, Cory Gardner, all he has is a nice car. He likes to keep it washed.
Yeah.
You know, where are the issues here locally that you want to propose that the people get behind?
It's a very legit question.
Well, it is a legit question, but I mean, homelessness in Denver, unemployment in Colorado, we're 35th. Well, you're not letting me finish.
Jerry, let him finish.
You keep interrupting me.
Welcome to Talk Radio.
So, thanks. So, I mean, we could see the result of current policies, especially in the state of Colorado, where we're now, 35th in unemployment? That is a direct result of these leftist policies that are destroying opportunity. I mean, look at Michael Bennett's child tax credit. This is one example of a socialist policy that is buying votes. right? It's de-incentivizing opportunities.
It's a way to win.
It is fair. But it's hurting employment. It's hurting small businesses. It's hurting opportunity. These kind of policies are destructive to the economy.
Jerry, are those just blanket statements? I mean, I'm serious.
Yes, they are. They're just blanket statements.
With respect, that's just a blanket statement. When you got somebody that's their back's to the wall right now.
Well, of course.
And this guy's saying, I'm going to pump a check to you. That's my guy.
Well, and that's why we have to have policies that energize the economy. We can't destroy oil and gas jobs in Colorado.
What are those policies?
You're getting roughed up here, and it's true. It's legit.
Here's a great one that's affected Colorado, $30 billion in the economy by shutting down oil and gas, by restricting oil and gas operations. Tons of high-paying jobs that stimulate the Colorado economy that can be addressed, that can affect real change in the state. Look at rising gas prices. Look at the inflation. Look at the cost of goods. These are the results of federal government policies. I can address that as a United States senator. It's not lip service.
Let me come back to the caller. You know, Jerry, I've dedicated this radio show to whatever is left in me and what's ever left in it to trying to sway and change things. And I come back to this too many times. The Ronald Reagan-esque character, man or woman, has to come forward. And people have to see that. And, you know, the great line, when the pupil was ready, the teacher appears. I mean, this state's in bad shape. And, you know, and Eric doesn't have the – and he's getting there because he's a really good guy. And they're trying to channel this thought process. And if you want to see – and somebody said, how do you run a campaign? You look at whatever Cory Gardner did and don't do it. You know, like, I mean, we have to, and you know, I know your voice. You've made great calls in the past. You know, and I know, I mean, there's a finish line there. You can see it. I can see it. And if they can't pull this out, Jerry the caller, what's going to happen?
Well, it's just going to get worse. I mean, it's just it's not going to affect me, but it's going to affect my kids.
Yeah, we're all guys.
And honestly, Jerry, that's why I'm here. I'm here for my children. I never designed my life to run for political office. What I see is policies that are failing and policies
You've got to come up with the policies that the people will listen to.
Thank you. That's the truth.
Got to be concrete, specific.
But I'll tell you what, Jerry. There's no magic bullet legislation that's going to solve this problem. In fact, the more legislation we write, the more problems we tend to get into. We've got a government that's off the rails.
I'm not talking about writing legislation.
No, we have to have smart, wise people in office who are accountable to the people and who are going to make good decisions. We have a government that no longer serves the people. They're not accountable to the people, and we've got to take it back. Those policies, it's not in many cases, it's about reversing these policies that are destructive.
As long as you talk about what they're not instead of what you are.
There, bingo.
It goes nowhere.
Let me do this. Jerry, love you. Thank you. I'll see you again real soon. Eric, I know I got a friend who wants to take you to lunch. Or better yet, he said, you take us to lunch. I'll see everybody tomorrow morning.
Thanks,
at 5 a.m. We'll do it again.
Glad to be on
You're under fire, son. Thank you. Did a good job. 100 degrees and Steph in the afternoon. And it'll be interesting to get Stefan's take on now what's happening again as the COVID makes its ugly U-turn. The website, 710KNUS/Peter Boyle, is the cry of the hawk. See you tomorrow morning. Let's see what happens. Take care.